Cash Mitchell interviewing Noble Carter at 5 o'clock on April 2nd. The subject of the interview is his life. You want me to hold it?
Now, I was raised up in Clay County down there on a farm, and my daddy got in bad health. And me and my sister, we just couldn't make it on a crop, making crop for a living. And Mr. Carter come over here in Oxford, lived up here, Brooks Carter, told us that we'd come over here and go to work at the cotton mill, we'd have a better life. And which we did. Jenny come over here and got her a job of sewing mops at a cotton mill over here in Oxford. And then a little later on, we moved over here in 2 or 3 weeks after then. And I went to work. I wasn't hardly old enough. And I waited about 6 months. And I was 16 years old. You could go to work at 16 then. And I went to work there. Me and her made a good living. It wasn't much pay to it, but back then it didn't take as much money as it does now to live. So my daddy died, and then a little later on, Jeannie got married, and I got married, and we and my wife, we raised 2 kids. Boy and a girl. And when I got about 27 years old, the war broke out over. The war was going on at that time. In 1941, they were fighting Germans then, but 1941, the Japs, they declared war on Japanese when they attacked Pearl Harbor. And they drafted me in the Navy when I was about 27 years old. And I stayed in the Navy 2 years. I went to Bainbridge, Maryland, to take my boot camp training. I was transferred to Maryland from Miami, Florida, at Subchicken Center. Then I was transferred to California, and they commissioned us a ship over of a seagoing fleet tug, and it had 85 men on board that tug, and we shipped out from there to Pearl Harbor, and that was after they had done bombed Pearl Harbor and all. I've seen a lot of sign of that action went on there, but I wasn't there at that time. And they were still going and taking them islands one by one, back away from them Japs. And we went from Pearl Harbor to the Marshall Islands, went south. And there's an imaginary line out there, if they call the Mason-Dixon line. Lose the day as you go over and gain it when you come back across that imaginary line. So I went from there to the Marshall Islands, and we picked up a barge load of big barge and carried it from Maryland to Saipan, then to Guam, then to Okinawa. And that's where I saw the awful battle I ever seen. It was pulled in there one morning a little before daylight. We were getting close by, we wasn't right at it. But there was all the fireworks going on everywhere. It looked like the 4th of July. They're just shooting everywhere. Them tracer bullets flying. And they said, oh, it quit in a little while. That battle was over with. And we pulled on in there. And they secured that island while we were sitting there. Them big ships were easing up and down that island, just blowing the whole south end of it off. And then, long about that time, it come one of those typhoons. We was all out there in that thing. And we went out there to pick up some guys and barge broke loose out there. And we was going to pick it up and bring them back in. And we picked it up. It's a rough weather out there. That thing, and it turned up a 45-degree angle. You could nearly about jump up on the side of a wall and walk around. And we carried it, finally found them out there. It was one of them radar. But, we found them. We carried them back in there. And, just before we got it, between Guam and Saipan, I meant to say, there was a Jap submarine following us. We picked it up on the radar. And it all night long, that thing followed us. And I reckon they decided we might have been too small a target for them. They never did attack us. But it didn't keep me from being scared all night. We pulled back into Open Island, and they come that typhoon in there. The war ended over in when I was over in Saipan. Ended with the Germans, and they transferred the Third Fleet over all to the South Pacific. And it come one of those typhoons, and we was in the harbor there at Okinawa, and it come in there so hard and fast that the wind was blowing as hard you couldn't see nothing. And it sunk that airship, blew it up on the coral reef, and busted the bottom out of it. And 8 men got killed on it. And I like to drown it myself, but I had a life jacket on, and it popped me back up top of the water. But down on that wave, I thought it was going to crush me. And there's a big old life raft coming drifting by, and there's 2 or 3 men on it. And I grabbed beside that thing, clem aboard it. And the time I got aboard it, well, I didn't know where it was going, which way. But it was blowing towards that beach at Okinawa. And I looked up and I could barely see the palm trees, and I know we was getting close to land. So we gave to step out and see how deep it was. We stepped out on that, and we could wade it on to the shore, just a little 2 or 3 step. And we crawled over behind a sea wall where them Japs had built, and stayed there till the wind sort of died down a little bit. You couldn't even stand up. It blew you down. And about that time, back before then, happened before this. Well, I was in the Marshall Islands, and that's when they gave it up, that fleet that's fixing to invade Japan. We were going, all of us were going in there. And long about the time we was all gathered in there, all kind of ships from everywhere piled in there. And hospital ship, battleship, everything else. And they dropped them bombs over on Nagasaki and Hiroshima. And right after then, the next day, I believe those Japs surrendered. They didn't know what had happened. Nobody else, hardly. It was so tremendous, you know. It destroyed them two towns, oh, just them little old thing. They wasn't but 18 inches long, the first of the woodens had dropped. And they surrendered. And we had all happy, horns blowing and everything else on them ships. And we finally, we all as they went to busting up and going different places, you know, and we come back to the States. And I come back to Okinawa, and I stayed there a week later on account of having a tooth pulled. My face swelled up. And I was going to catch a... And I left, my crew left, not a week later, getting on... They put me on an aircraft carrier and sent me back to the States. And I come back to San Francisco, and then I come home, and then I had to go back. After I come home, stayed a few days, I had to go back to New Orleans. I thought I was going to Tennessee, but I didn't. They sent me to New Orleans, down there to Air Force Base, and discharged me. And I guess it... And I come on home, man, and after that, of course, I was still in the Navy Reserve for 10 years at then, but I never did have to go back no more. Hey, they discharged me. So I picked up my honorable discharge and come home. And